and that of others among the community, which is a fair and valid thing to do. I'm not taking y'all on, but I'm just saying.
She's not fair and balanced. She's fair and valid. That's what you just said, fair and valid. You said it was a fair and valid thing to say.
Fair and balance is Fox News. That's very funny. Ready to go back to start?
I'm sorry.
Yes. Caller meeting back to order. Okay. Is for Bob, right?
Well, I'm trying to think. Is there anything else that we were going to talk about?
Under administrative?
Yeah, administrative. You saw the agenda. I was going to make sure we saw the agenda because Nikki normally doesn't do.
Yes. It all looks good to me. Is there any preparation for Obie Jones or you remembered just as I was leaving?
I remember a little bit about it.
Is it a penalties and interest reimbursement?
It's penalties and interest and basically he.
Oh, is this the guy that went all the way to tax sale? Seemed like Sheila was telling that there's
somebody else that went to tax
sale. Okay.
This is the gentleman. He says he sold it to his.
That's fine.
His son built a piece of a house on a piece of property that he split off, and they sold it, and he was still getting taxed for it or something. They went through the whole thing with me, and I don't. Anyway, he should have complained earlier.
Okay.
But at the same time, he has a point. But maybe you can't do anything about it. But he has a point. But you know, he's a little day late and a dollar short or something. I don't know. Maybe.
Question: the nuisance cases. When we've done those, we need to post that, vote on them like we've always done, as far as you're concerned.
Right.
Okay. I guess under administrative county commission, I'd like us to visit one more time on sick time and comp time. I'd like us to look at that. We need to post it, of course. Look at doing sick time like we do comp time.
That's the policy we approved.
Yeah. The one that I...
Does it say that... I didn't catch that. Does it say that if you have... sick time instead of, by the way, I've had two people want to know about getting paid for some of their sick time, and I sent them to the auditor's office.
As soon as we're waiting to...
As soon as this is approved.
As soon as it's approved.
Minutes approved.
The challenge with the sick time, is, I think, probably the conversation is it's not the same as comp from one aspect. It's an accrued, which is not a dollar fact, no dollar value, so we have to convert it to earned, which is where Bob is checking with legal.
It's accrued after, according to the theory that you passed, it's accrued after 96 hours, I believe.
The 97th hour,
97th hour
turns
earned.
Right.
So you can get paid for it. But, I mean, you could have 100 hours and you can get paid for 4 hours and get back down to 96 hours. But if you're at 100 and you use 8, now all of a sudden you're at 92 and you don't have any that are earned.
Correct.
And
okay.
Basically, you can contribute those.
Is that the question?
No, my question is, you can transfer your comp time from yourself to somebody that's in some kind of a need.
Uh-huh. You can do that with your earned sick time. Anything over 96 hours.
Is that correct?
Yeah,
50% of
it. The same transfer I added to the comp time.
So okay, wonderful.
50% of it. Right?
Yeah, 50%. The value, the dollar figure, not the hours.
So if you can give 2 sick days for somebody to have a sick day.
Right.
Is after 96.
Yeah, tax-free transfer where the recipient pays taxes, yes. So what we're debating right now, not debating, what we're getting legal is...
I understand
sure
that.
Is the earned versus accrued.
I got you there.
Everything else is the same.
Does it say that in the first motion we did was comp time?
Yeah, in the second motion we approved the sick leave policy, which is in there.
Okay.
Pending his contractual review or the validity review.
Great. I didn't follow that you could pass
that.
So.
Because,
and Ivan's going to be helping you, making sure we can do that.
Yeah.
They'll shoot.
And then they can cash up to 100 hours. Individual can cash up for themselves.
What'd you need?
I had a note here, and we've only got one member of the press left. But we...
Scoop.
I meant to mention our noise ordinance. We passed that, and it's legal, right?
Oh, it's not a noise ordinance, is it?
It's
construction ordinance.
Ordinance.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't want to call it noise ordinance. That's probably a good point. The construction notice.
Did we get?
Passed it, but he's also.
I'm working on, I'm tweaking it a little bit, but what you've got to understand, I was without Jillian 3 days last week.
So, I'm not pushing you.
I'm trying to make sure.
But we did vote on it,
yes.
And it's just contingent on you getting it all written up
yes,
nice.
It's being tweaked.
It is. The thing is, I'll be honest, the biggest concern I've got is that we're trying to address noises in a certain area, but not...
It wasn't real clear for one thing. One of the objections to it was, what about out in the country? I'm just, banging nails on my house when I come home from work. Well, there was a provision in there that allowed you to, when you decide you were going to do that, you're going to do it after hours, you could come in and have a little hearing in front of the commission. If it wasn't going to bother anybody, you give notice to your neighbors. If nobody's complaining, you can give them a variance and they can just go ahead and do it for an extended period of time. It's not just 3 days. You just go do it. I know you're against it.
You voted against it.
And
I know. I didn't say nothing, did I?
No, well, but that's shaking your head.
Your head's been shaking.
But I'm trying to make it the best I can for that circumstance.
Well, my concern, Chuck, is if I wanted to put a new roof on my house,
right?
I can't do it after hours.
Again.
Except the variance.
There's provisions for a variance. And
there's two different kinds of variances.
I can't imagine any county commissioner not allowing you to do that.
No. That's the only thing.
I think Danny or James said something, you got to leak. I mean, you got to work. I mean, that's...
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
That's common
sense. What we're trying to
avoid
is break and rock at 9 o'clock at night in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Or, you can't blast because that's different regulations, but just constant construction in a neighborhood without any way to restrict
them. And what we're trying, I think what they're trying to address is in thickly settled areas like subdivisions and Bee Creek Road and other places. But then if you have a county ordinance, it's going to hit all unincorporated areas of the county, and it has to. So you have to fashion it in such a way that it's going to catch what you need to catch and have as little impact on that other situation as you can.
But as long as we've got a variance, and again, I think I said it in the meeting, if people aren't going to know about it, for one thing, they're going to be fixing their roof at 9 o'clock.
Right. It's only to get
you don't have any complaints.
And nobody can stop you until a week later, the next day.
Right.
Unless it happened to be a Friday, then it'd be Monday. Mm-hmm. You'd be done with the job.
You could be.
But then you have to come before your county commission. Three gentlemen sit up here and ask permission to work.
You don't like it. I understand.
I don't like it, and I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like the idea we're trying to control noise. Whenever I sit at 10:30 Saturday night and heard all kinds of fireworks and explosions for probably, I'd guess, 30 minutes. So I would say that that person... if it's Mr. Morris at Big Cedar, or if it's John Q. Hammonds at Chateau, or whatever, needs to come before this commission and ask permission to set off those kind of things. I think that we've got, and you opened the door, so you said you opened it up. I think this commission has got ordinance crazy.
How would you? But that's part of the conversation. How do you fix the problem we've got right now?
You just.
With construction going on in densely populated neighborhoods, and say, I'm sorry, that property backs up to your property, but they're going to work 24 hours a day.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, and let me explain it to you like this. I'm out here driving nails at 10:30 at night. Hold it. Let's stop and listen to the sounds of fireworks that are going off year-round for 30 minutes, and then we can start driving nails again. I mean, I don't understand if you're trying to do away with the noise, or if you're wanting to institute a noise ordinance so that neighbors can get their rest and their peace and all this, that we're getting a little bit overboard. We're trying to control people's lives to the point that they can't.
How do you fix the construction sites, though? How do you fix that? That's the biggest thing is that we know construction firms are wanting to work 24 hours a day in densely populated areas. And there's no way to stop that.
Let me ask you something.
And the case is, I went out there and looked at it. We got a row of apartment houses right next to that property, two houses across the road. How do we fix it without doing it? And I'll listen.
Well,
I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah,
here's what I'm saying.
Something.
If you're allowed to finish a project and work on it, and I, believe you me, if somebody was right next door to me, well, I might not like it. But if they got done twice as fast by working extra hours, got the project finished, I'd be for it. I have a hard time asking someone to come before the county commission to ask for permission to work.
I understand that. And that's why I told Bob, I said, Bob, we got to find a way that if it's machinery noise, if it's not, I mean, there's, the problem is it's the break in rock. Right now, without this ordinance, they can break rock at midnight.
I'm going to ask you something, Jim. We have a planning and zoning passed a racetrack with 1,500 signatures, 300 and some odd citizens involved that didn't want the racetrack. Do you think they're going to sit there and pay attention to somebody driving a hammer and nails building a house whenever they've got a racetrack in their community out there that was allowed for planning and zoning allowed? I don't understand where we get off track. It seems like it's if you're trying to work and do something for yourself, you've got to come and ask us permission. But if you've got a racetrack or if you want to set off fireworks or, I mean, we've not got any special occasion. I guess we celebrate year-round with fireworks. But
if you want me to address those things, I can.
I don't want it addressed. Okay. The thing of it is I've heard enough complaints about those fireworks. I was the man that called when the blasting took place at the airport, called several times to get that shut down, and it was shut down at the airport whenever it was
right
shaking everybody's windows after hours. But, man, I'm just have a real concern with trying to shut people down whenever they're trying to work.
I understand. I haven't found the avenue, though. What I don't want is something to happen at 2 in the morning where a ticked-off neighbor who finally says, I've had enough, and takes matters in his own hands, and we've got to be able to avoid that. And that's that. The ordinance is, like I told Bob, we need to revise it. Somehow we've got to be more specific on what we're trying to attack without, I guess, showing discrimination or partiality or whatever the legal term would be.
I didn't voice this much opposition whenever you were talking about it, but I just thought about it. I mean, I'm sitting there at 10 o'clock, and the fireworks are blowing me out of the house, and they're all the way somewhere west of town.
I'll scrap it if you want me to scrap it.
It's passed, and we need to do it through this construction. I mean, until a certain point that I'm comfortable, and you can always suspend it, too.
Okay. Next is Bob.
Yeah.
Jan's not gonna like this. It's time to talk. Is there anything we want to talk about that's not in the executive?
Well, I'm reviewing a couple other sewer contracts. I could tell you that.
Everything go all right?
Yes.
Bob's hesitating.
I'm looking to see what I can talk about.
We're an administrator. Got something for us?
I just quick heads up. We finished the paving of the parking lot late Friday night around 9 or so on the Triangle Wedge area.
I drove on it already.
What?
Drove on it. Knocked those cones right over.
I'd like to put angle striping in there. And coming from the main part of town, where you would drive into the angle as a natural movement versus going all the way around and
right
parking at the reverse angle. Does that sound appropriate?
Yeah.
Did you understand anything right there?
Coming from the P&Z side.
Coming from the
P&Z side. Angle, diagonal striping there.
Yes.
One thing that Chuck and I think we all, Danny even talked about, was how we're going to keep people from driving off the edge.
We're going to put parking blocks up.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Sorry to interrupt.
No.
Are you going to stripe the other section you parked,
yes,
that you paved by behind the building?
Yes.
Would you go ahead and restripe in front of the building, too, since those are pretty
sure
faded?
Sure. Okay.
I mean, there's only a few spots there, but might as well, right. If you're striping, let's stripe everything.
Okay. Mr. Barth was in and took care of that.
Excellent.
He's got his letter?
Yes. Yep.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just FYI, I got a note just now that the 10:30 purchasing is going to cancel. She is opening a bid or managing a bid or managing something. So
I think she's helping. She may be helping over Road and Bridge too.
So.
Village of Merriam Woods, can anybody have a heads up on that?
I just know that money, right? There were some people looking. Are you talking about to
road sharing?
To do what Bradleyville was doing?
No, road
says,
sharing.
No, it says Village of Merriam Woods road sharing. Okay. All right.
Nikki got some stuff in, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, have we had them present? I mean, don't they come and... I mean, Angela's been here two or three times, but did she request last time and come in and visit with us about that? Or
road sharing?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything yet.
I don't think they've submitted anything, to my knowledge. Maybe that's what this is. Okay, or we need to go into executive then, right?
Yes, we do. Motion to go into executive.
Second.
Aye.
Hey, Jan, the 1 o'clock will be nice and entertaining for you.
Yeah, Roger. Here's Roche.